Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Thursday morning, Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs, babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess, and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, brother Brian, Darren, the Paula kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Harry back from his honeymoon. Wow. I want to hear all about it. No, I'm just kidding. I think we heard all about it. How was it? What do you give it? A to F. Give me a grade.
Boy, you know what? I give it an A minus. Wow. The only thing is it's a little bit humid, but not as much as I thought. Had a blast with my friends. Had a blast on the beach. Daughtry rocked. It was great.
That is what you want to hear about.
Didn't mention Angie.
You want to hear about a honeymoon recap. I had a blast with my friends. I had a blast on the beach. And then, of course, the casual mention to Daughtry. I think you're doing it all right. Yeah. Hey, the fans couldn't believe, Harry. You called in Monday. Or you basically made it. You were late over or something. It was a delay. Anyway, you made the call into the show. You're a big Viking supporter here, and you doubled down and said you're not worried about the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. A lot of our fans were just, they were outraged about
this. It's one loss. Listen, you know, they didn't play well. It's happening. You know, they will bounce back. They'll bounce back this week against Detroit. They'll win, they'll cover, and they'll be right back in the mix. And Green Bay, listen, Green Bay's got a lot of problems in that division too. Still didn't show a lot of offense against the Bears, and they're going to have their trouble, a hands full on Sunday against the Tampa Bay defense.
Okay. All right. I don't know about any of that. I really don't. But hey, Will Blackman's picking the Lions. He came on extra points this morning. He's picking the Lions to upset, not even cover, to upset the Vikings. So that'll be a fun one. Extrapoints.com/arcade. That's where you get your contests, all the contests. There's one that's $203. Parlay Kid, I'm letting it roll over. I won out of 272 people. I won.
So generous.
I won the so pick'em. Thank you. I think Damashek also is throwing in $3. So it's 203 to the winner of the pick'em contest this week. It's up. It's live. There's also the prop quiz, which has more of a fantasy flavor for you. So there's that. We're going to be on Spotify Live tonight in the fourth quarter for the Steelers-Browns game. Browns, what is this now? It's 4-38 on Caesars. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I'm going teaser. I did this last week and everyone laughed at me. I took the Chiefs in the over. The Chiefs didn't cover. The over didn't cover. But the Chiefs over, teaser covered. I'm going Browns +2. I'm going over 38. This Browns team isn't bad. They're not bad. They blew it against the Jets. I know, Paul, again, everybody wants to blame Chubb. And I feel like Brissett gets the shaft here with this. But I'll go into my teaser in a second. You're also going with a teaser, Pauly Kid, +10.5 for the Steelers and over 32.5.
Yeah, it's actually, you could raise that over, Sal, right? Because that number, what's the over-under at right now,
I think it's 38.
Sal?
So, yeah, so over so 32.
Wow, see, that's what I'm doing. I'm basically going the opposite of you here, Sal, right? In terms of the teaser. But I still think you probably like this just as well. Steelers getting 10 points here against a Browns team that's coming off just an absolutely soul-crushing loss to the Jets without really, you know, with Jacoby Brissett, who's been very more than adequate at this point. But the Steelers' D is a different type of D. No Watt. That's okay. They still always play Cleveland tough. I think this game is going to play close. So I just don't see the Steelers losing by more than 10 points. And basically my over-under here, what are we talking about, 32 points? I'm really asking nothing out of either one of these offenses here. And the Browns' offense has been pretty good. The Steelers' offense has been a little stagnant, really, to start the season. But they're coming off a game against a really good Patriots defense.
Yeah.
So I think they rebound here. Trubisky has a really good game, or at least a above average game. And I think they score some points. I wouldn't be surprised if this is. I was a little surprised to see the spread at 4 here in this game. I thought it'd be closer to 2.5, maybe 3. So I'll just keep, I'll tease it up, Sal. You know, like I said, they used to call me the teaser kid back in college.
I remember that. I remember that. They called you a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah, the teaser kid back in college.
Damn. Yep. All right. Well, you know, 32, I mean, they struggled to get to it. The Steelers-Patriots wouldn't have gotten you to 32. Mm-hmm. That was 17-14. That's what I'm going
under.
Yeah,
I don't anticipate that again. That's not happening
again.
Well,
I'll tell you this. The Browns, 52% touchdowns on all drives. That is tops with the Chiefs and the Bills. So Brissett is thinking like maybe I'm rooting again. I've been rooting against the Browns for the Deshaun Watson thing, but maybe I should be rooting for Brissett. So there's a little bit of a quarterback controversy. Mm. Now, Deshaun's going to get his money no matter what, but it'd be funny if he had a sit, sort of like a Romo Dak Prescott thing there, parlay kid, except not an injury. It was a suspension here in this case. But the Browns score points. I think Chubb, he can only crush him too much for not scoring there. You can't crush Brissett at all. He's doing his job. I think the Browns plus two over under 44.5. Harry, you're going Browns minus.
Yes, I agree. The Browns aren't that bad. And Darren, you're right. Brissett has done his job for these first 2 weeks. I'm going to lay the four here. Pittsburgh, 30th in total yards and in the passing game, 26 rushing the ball. Najee Harris, just 2.9 yards per carry. No Watt's going to crush Pittsburgh trying to defend the number one running game in the league, which is the Browns with Chubb and Hunt. They've got over 300 yards combined and four touchdowns. I think the Browns win this one going away.
All right. Bry, you're against us. You're playing it safe. You're not dealing with this teaser crap. You're like, let me just take the points. No. These teams stink.
Let me tell you, Sal, when that graphic comes out, everybody's going to be ripping you, right, for crossing over that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they treat it like I'm betting $100 on a 25-team parlay. Like, this is fine. I want the better team to win. And I think it goes under, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, you know, Parley Kid was saying this. I'm trying to think when this line came out, why it didn't come out at 3 or 3.5. You know, it's like people forget this Browns team lost at home to Joe Flacco. Now, regardless or not whether they should have won that game, that was a close game throughout. Even though, you know, the Browns offense has looked good. But when you go back to last year, they lost both games to the Steelers. They struggled to score last year against them. I know you could say Watt is a difference maker there, but Steelers still have playmakers on D. They kind of showed that last week too. But yeah, 4.5 to me is just too much. You know, Steelers coming off a loss too. So you got to factor that in. I think it's a field goal game. I'm going to say it's like 23-20 either team, but I think this comes down to the wire late.
All right. Stefanski, 2-11 against the spread versus AFC North. I know a lot of that is in the leaner years, a couple of years back, but that's one way to look at it. And the Steelers surprisingly have allowed a lot of rushing yards, 204 rushing yards in the first two games, eighth most. All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars empire. And you know what it is that sets Caesars Sportsbook and Casino apart from the others? It's the perks. It's the only sports betting app with Caesars rewards. So every time you place a bet, win or lose, you get reward credits, which could use towards game tickets, bonuses, experience, free stays at iconic Caesars destinations, and more. And your very first bet, check this out, Harry. It's on Caesars, up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, and Caesars Sportsbook and Casino plays by the rules. They comply with all the legalities of the sports betting world. So here comes the lengthy, unabridged, national responsible gaming disclaimer. Yes, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net, Arizona, Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas. Call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXontario.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. I'm going to go take a shower and probably lay in the street until I get run over by a car. And then we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, props, first touchdowns, let's do it. I like Jacoby Brissett, over 12.5 rushing yards, minus 111. He went for 43 against the Jets last week. He's going to have to look for openings as this Pittsburgh secondary could be tough at times. Mac Jones ran seven times last week against the Steelers. Seven times, didn't rack up the yards, but if he gets seven attempts, if Jacoby Brissett does, he's going to go over. Burrow ran for 47 against Pittsburgh in week one. I think this is easy. Brissett over 12.5 yards rushing. I think that's two or three rushes, minus 111. That's a winner. Harry, you have a rushing prop as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pittsburgh Steelers, Najee Harris, under 55.5 rushing yards at minus 121. Look, I mentioned Pittsburgh 30th so far after 2 weeks, total offense 26 in rushing. And we're 29th in the league rushing last year. Harris is averaging just 36 yards per game. And like I said, 2.9 yards a carry. Cleveland is a solid rush defense after two games, fourth in the league. So far, the Browns against the running backs that they faced, the Panthers, Christian McCaffrey had just 33 yards in the opener. And last week against the Jets, Michael Carter had just 23. Breece Hall had 50. All three running backs under 55.5 yards, and Harris goes under again tonight as well in Cleveland.
Interesting, Bri. This flies in the face. Well, maybe not necessarily. We could both win. You have Najee Harris scoring a touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, we could both win. Yeah, we could both win here. Look, the offensive line has some work to do here for Pittsburgh. And I will say Najee Harris, especially in week one, didn't necessarily look like himself, right? He's been battling a lot of injuries. He's getting himself back into shape. Last week, he looked a little bit better. But again, you go back to last year, Harris dominated the series, had 279 yards rushing in two games, scored in both of those games. So he hasn't touched the end zone yet in the first two. I think they're going to get down there and they're going to, you know, if they get down inside the three, I could see them running all four times here. I think, you know, he's going to have a bigger game than games one and two. But yeah. I love the plus 128 for
all right, baby face, Joel Salmon. Yeah. What do you think of these pro Steelers bets? I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest. The Steelers offense so far has had less action than Harry had on his honeymoon. So,
oh, wow. That's probably right. Now, come on. He enjoyed his time with friends and Daughtry. Fine with him. I love it. All right, Paulie Kidd, you're going to receiving prop here.
Yeah, Sal, I'm taking a little known Harrison Bryant here, tight end for the Cleveland Browns, to go over 13.5 yards receiving at minus 127. Even though he's kind of unheralded, he's actually having a better year this year to start year three, averaging 31 yards here throughout the first two games. And even before this season, he still averaged about 16 yards a game in his short career here. So getting at 13.5, Sal, do not be surprised. This is a guy, we know backup quarterbacks, Brissett, they use their tight ends more often than maybe, say, like some superstar quarterback mm-hmm. would, because they check down a little bit more often. I would not be surprised if Harrison Bryant goes over this 13.5 on one catch in the first quarter, and I don't even have mm-hmm. to worry about it anymore. Harrison Bryant over 13.5 yards receiving
all right.
for the entire game today. That's it.
I'm going to see. I think he is on the roster. I think you're right, Parlay Kid. So that's a good bet. He is Harrison Bryant. Unbelievable. All that's out there.
Florida that's Atlantic. Right. Fourth there round draft all right, pick.
First
in
touchdown odds. Now listen, guys. Brian, what are we, 0 for 20? We were who everybody looked to go for the first touchdown guy, right?
Oh,
we
my were, gosh.
Oh, yeah, plus we were like 81, 83 units at the end of the year. And now we can't pick. We can't. I mean, we've done 5 night games and we pulled offers. Now it's tough because I'm looking at these odds. They don't give you much. Not with these running backs, really. Nick Chubb is favored to score the first touchdown, plus 305. Najee Harris, second, 5-1. Kareem Hunt, plus 550. Amari Cooper, plus 750. Deontay Johnson, plus 750. Chase Claypool, 9-1, and then it gets into the double digits. I don't know if we should have some kind of like, we were talking about it yesterday, Bri, if we should have some kind of system where you take one of the running quarterbacks and then you take the running back that's supposed to do it, and then we could take 2 flyers, but I'm going Kareem Hunt. I like the odds are slightly better than going Nick Chubb. He scored versus Carolina. He's a first half of the year player, to be honest, if you look at him. He had 5 touchdowns in his first 6 games last year. You get much better odds than you do with Chubb, almost twice as much, plus 550, Kareem Hunt. That just drives fantasy players crazy, right, fantasy owners? If you have Chubb and Hunt sticks his head in from the 2-yard line, and that's that. Hunt, plus 550. Harry, you're doing it. You're going Chubb.
Look, we need to break the slump. We need something here. So I'm going to take Chubb. I'm going to take the favorite. He leads the AFC in rushing yards and has 3 rushing touchdowns. The most rushing touchdowns for running back so far this season. Chubb had the first touchdown last week against the Jets. Plus, Joel Steeler's rush defense is just 22nd in the league. Give me Chubb to get in the end zone first. 7-0 right off the bat, Cleveland.
All right. Listen, I just want a winner between, as long as we're teaming up on this, I want a winner between mm-hmm. the 4. All right, Parlay Kid, you like Freiermuth.
Yeah, like Pat Freiermuth here, Sal. You know I always like the tight ends here. Just kind of like what we're saying with the fullbacks all of a sudden. The tight ends were the go-to pick a lot of times last year. So this is a big target. He's 11-1. He's already really gone for about 100 yards. Pretty solid here in his first 2 games with 1 touchdown. He had 7 last year. He's got 8 touchdowns in 18 career games. He's as good a value here as anybody at 11-1. Let's get it done tonight, guys. I don't care if it's me. I'll even let Harry win tonight. We got to get a winner.
All right, Brian, what do you like?
No, I agree. We got to get on the board. We should talk about fullbacks, though.
You're right.
I don't even know what
was it? 2 of the first 4 night games, it was a fullback score first.
I don't know. 2 of the last 3 have been fullbacks. But yeah, I thought about Brissett. I thought about Mitch here, right? Both guys could easily see both guys running in. But yeah, I'm doing the same thing I did the other night. And typically, again, I do look at quarterbacks. I do look at tight ends, similar to what Darren's looking at. So I'm looking at David Njoku at 11-1. Similar reasons to Parlay Kid. He was solid against the Steelers last season. He scored a touchdown in one of those games. He should have scored last week. It seemed like Brissett started getting comfortable with him last week versus week 1. So I could definitely see him in the corner of the end zone scoring potentially early. Based on odds, 11-1, I think for both these tight ends.
All right, let's do this. First of all, let's win. And then secondly, let's take a break, and we'll talk about this Aaron Judge. You guys haven't alerted me to this Aaron Judge phenomenon. It's pretty good. Have you seen what he's doing? Oh, for God's sakes. I can't wait till this is over. I find myself every 20 minutes refreshing to see what Xander Bogaerts has done, just so that Aaron Judge doesn't get the triple crown. I'm more into it than you guys are somehow. But anyway, I'm rooting against Judge. You guys are rooting for him. But a question, what would you do with the 62nd home run ball if you were to catch it in the stands as a fan? We're going to answer that. What would you demand is the actual question. Let's just take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We covered football. We're going to hit all the rest of the weekend games tonight. we'll call it Friday. But for now, we had the Thursday night game, and, you know, we're constantly on Aaron Judge watch. Parley Kid, what did you, we did this months ago. I don't know, a month and a half ago. What did you have Judge at, 62? I know Meatballs had him at the most, 64. What did
you have him, 60? He's past my number, 58, I think I had. So really? He's shattered that.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely shattered. I did have him, though.
I think I had 55.
So,
yeah.
How about this? So we don't forget, I did have him like 18-1.
Yep.
To win the home run title this year. 18-1.
Not even close. Well, it's not
even yet. Don't jinx it. Oof. Don't jinx it, Parley Kid. Don't you dare do that. No, he's got that. I mean, nobody picked him for MVP, which is great, babyface. I mean, I know you're sending me Ohtani memes, negative ones every single day, but no, you didn't have any money on MVP. But look, I'm conceding. He's the MVP. If he's 60 and 316, I just can't have him win the Triple Crown now. That's it. Is he in first in batting average right now or no?
Is it Bogaerts first ahead of him? Tied. 317.
Can't be tied. Someone's got to be ahead decimal point.
That's what I thought. Yeah. ESPN has him.
Oh, he is
one.
Ahead. No, Judge is ahead, yeah. I think. Yeah, I think he's ahead. All right. Well, you know, Jeff McNeil has dropped. I wanted him to be number one in New York. But anyway, Eddie Spaghetti came up with a good question. Actually, the guy who caught the 60th ball, right? What's his name? Michael Kessler, a 20-year-old, received other signed baseballs from Judge and signed bat. You know, he also took a picture with Kessler, a group photo with him and his friends. They say this could be worth between anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000. They say the 61st ball could be between $200,000 and $250,000. A 62nd could be worth over $500,000. Spaghetti, you came up with a good question. What's the answer to your question? As a fan, if you caught this, what would you demand from the Yankees and from Judge?
So if I got it, I saw somewhere, I'm not sure if my friends are wrong, but they said some McGuire ball was worth like millions. I just feel like after time goes up, the prices get more and more. So my initial thing was very... It was not enough. My friends made fun of how little I asked for. I said, I guess Yankee tickets, season tickets would probably be a baseline thing you have to get. Like you have something that's like
for life.
I think so. Yeah. Because you have to get value, something that has, you know, it continues to grow the value as it goes on. Like a one-time check is that's it. And then I simply asked just for my student loans paid off, and money for an engagement ring, and then a new Tesla because my Jeep's giving me fits. And my friends are like, you can get way more. So then I added, you know, me and my friends do this Festivus dinner thing. So one night a year, we get Yankee Stadium near Christmas. That's just us. Wow. So that's, I think after all that, I think I would be fine with it.
That's good. Yeah. And how much would you ask for the engagement ring? Or do they just pick it out for you?
It's the one I know I have to get. So I would just ask for be compensated for that.
$2,500. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. All right. All right, Harry, those are good answers. What would you ask for?
Well, obviously, I mean, I don't need any of that stuff. All I need is cash.
You don't need the Festivus dinner? No.
Okay. That's cool. That's awesome, Eddie. That's cool. But just cash. What's the going? Listen, I don't need any of the Yankees tickets. If I was there and I got the ball, I want cash. That's it.
You want cash. So you need someone to bring you a briefcase immediately. And I think the next question would be,
that's fair.
How much? Unless they just bring you a wad of singles and you're off to the strip. I don't know. Don't you want, you're going to have to set the number.
Ken will negotiate.
100%. Right. That would happen.
Oh, no question.
That would actually be really funny. Yeah. That would be like cash. A funny show off of this.
You know what?
And I don't want a check. I want cash. I don't want a check. I want cash.
Of course. Yes, of course. Yeah. Well,
don't even want a money order.
You don't have a check account. Just how could it be? Yeah. I think, well, if Ken, you know, if it's any indication of the last settlement Ken was involved with on your behalf, you're in good shape. All right, Bri, what do you ask for from the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, right? If you're talking $500,000, it's hard to not keep that ball. Although you maybe can't be a Yankee fan anymore, right? Like
I know. Well, that's the thing. If you're too much of an a-hole, the fans get on you, and then you know. You'd but yeah, it's life changing money. It's right. It really is. So they have to make it right by you.
Yeah, I have a feeling I would chicken out on my ass though, and like ask for really little things. But I do think the one thing for sure I would want. I mean, again, season tickets for life makes sense. Some good season tickets for life. But what would make sense to me is I always would I'd want to get batting practice multiple times on that field. I mean, really? To me, I always felt like, I mean, it doesn't have to be with the team, whatever. It could just be like, you know, open the stadium up to me whenever so you can go there and take some swings. That's something I'd always want to do.
But how about this? I think this is fair. Like if you ask for season tickets for life, that's fine. But if then someone else, even Judge, hits 63 one year, you lose those seats. Not you gotta get out. I mean, you get bounced by the by the usher. Yeah. All right, Parley Kid. I know you've thought about this.
Yeah, I have thought about this, Sal. One, just so you know, Buster Olney has called this the single greatest offensive season in baseball history.
Oh, come on.
He's on record.
Man. How did that be? And was he in a coma during the bottom year?
He just said because hitting is down all over the place, and Judge has just, you know, exceeded what everybody else is doing. So this is what I'm doing, Sal.
Yeah.
Okay, one, that ball stays with me until Judge re-signs with the Yankees. So that ball's not going anywhere. That's part of the deal here.
Wow.
Like that ball is with me. Part of it is if Judge is not with the Yankees, now I'm doing whatever the heck I want with that ball, whatever, to the highest bidder, whatever it's going to be. That's number one. So that ball is not going anywhere till the Yankees get Judge inked to a fair contract for both parties. That's number one. Number two, at that point, whatever the contract is, I'm going to Judge. Does Judge want the – who wants the ball here? Like, who do I have to sell the ball to? Okay. Right. So if I'm going to Judge, I want 1% of his entire – whatever he's getting. So, so if he's getting you do the math. So
wait, what do you mean? For the ball or his future contract?
No, 1% of his contract for the ball.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, 1% of his total, whatever the total is, I want 1% of it.
All right.
Wow. Why is that fair?
Although that's a lot.
How is that not fair?
I don't know how much he'll care about it.
Judge signs a $400 million contract. He can't give me $4 million for that ball?
No, he can't. I would say he's not. Well, but I don't think he cares as much. I wonder if he cares as much about it, because these balls all end up like in the Hall of Fame, right? So,
the Hall of Fame can come calling. I'll be on Cooperstown this week around the area. So.
All right, there you go.
Economics.
Doesn't even have the ball, and he's really making demands
That's very fair.
Is there another three, or is that just two?
No, I mean, those are the two most important things. I like the little things Brian's talking about. Mm-hmm. The batting practice is phenomenal. Season tickets. I mean, if I have the $4 million, I don't really need the season tickets.
Yes.
But I would love to, I would love to have them every year, good seats. That's for sure. Okay, but that's what I'd want. But that ball remains with me until Judge signs whatever contract he does. And, you know, if there's no loyalty with him and the Yankees, whether it's who's at fault, whatever it's going to be, I'm just going to then that ball goes to the highest bidder. That's
a nice twist. Yeah. Yep. Or we'll just send it to the Red Sox or something, right? Send it to Red Sox ownership. That's a good threat.
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Well, we'll be up for grabs.
Babyface, these are all good answers. What do you have as a response?
Well, I mean, the Yankees didn't even pay up to pay Aaron Judge, so we know they're not going to pay for the ball. So that's, I mean, if you're going to go the money route, I feel like
you're going to get it from Judge. I'll get it from Judge himself.
Well, or take it to Pawn Stars, like anyway. That's what you should do. But I like Bri's idea. But instead of batting practice, Billy Crystal got in at bat in spring training. I mean, you should at least ask for that.
That's interesting.
But I want to work, and I want money, but I want to earn it. So I would ask for an honorary title as the Yankees assistant to the traveling secretary, paying $100K a year. And here's your ball, and I'll see you on the road.
I love it. Just a job like with the team. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Here's what I would ask for. I would ask that Harry be the ball boy for the rest of the year. You know, whatever. That's just a week. Who cares? 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So Harry's the ball boy. That's just to see him. He has to dress in the uniform, right?
Ball boy. Okay.
Over under errors I make is a half.
That's the over-under? Okay.
You look just like Don Zimmer. You look like Don Zimmer out there, right?
So good. Yeah. But yeah, but I want stupid things, right? Like I want Judge to have to run errands with me one afternoon. Like we go pick up the dry clean, you know? And I want like a TikTok with Hal Steinbrenner. You know, we do a little dance. I'm going to make these people embarrassed. Make them pay for it. And then Harry wants a briefcase full of cash. I want to dance with Hal. There you go. All right. I think that was good. I think that's good. Yeah. We should put these together. We should actually be consultants for people, whoever's going to catch this ball, right? Mm. Because it's a big deal. I mean, it's a life-changing deal. All right. Spaghetti, by the way, we'll talk about it later. We made a deal. We made a bet. We'll reveal what it's going to be between the Giants and Cowboys. The rest of you could get in on this too. But for tonight, Spotify Live, check us out. We'll be doing the late third and the fourth quarter live betting on the Browns Steelers. Hopefully it's a game by then and it's not a waste of time. Oh, we were talking about Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. That's where you write in if you want to hit us up on any questions, comments, tell us how terrible we're doing. If you want to, you know, weigh in on what you would ask the Yankees for in exchange for the 60-second home run ball. But Pauly Kid, you mentioned that Harry was, he almost missed that podcast, which would have broken your streak, the degenerate trifecta streak of everyone being together. You said it was 1,000 shows. We should keep track of this. There were 174 episodes with The Ringer. This is according to Scott Cox. Thank you for writing in. 174 wow. with The Ringer and 297 from July to present. Subtract the 13 overlap because there were a couple, there was like 2 weeks where we did both The Ringer and Extra Points. So what does that make? So that's 297 and once a, so we're at
471.
Right. And then minus the 13 is 458. So we should keep track because we're coming up on 500. And that seems worthy of a celebration. You're right, Scott Cox. Thank you for
figuring
that
out. Thank you, Scott.
All right. So there you go. Yeah, maybe that's it. If we catch the ball, we do the 500th episode from Monument Park there at Yankee Stadium. I think that's a fair enough compromise. So there you go. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Spaghetti, for Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na.